nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
We've been talking about it for weeks on the broadcast, and now it's happening. We're here in New York City. Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. It's CE Week, and of course, our first guest to help us kick off the broadcast, and we're going to be interviewing in the next 3 hours so many of their exhibitors and speakers and folks that are here at CE Week. But we want to introduce the North American VP and General Manager for CT Lab Global Media, the producers of CE Week, along with some partners, John Greco. John, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here. I love the format and been anxious to participate in Into Tomorrow.
Well, there you go. And now you're a veteran Into Tomorrow. I just made that up even. But the fact is, you've got another great show. Last year was kind of a kickoff starting point. This year we see some continued progress in a small show compared to some of the others that we've done around the world.
Right.
But it's growing, and that's what's cool. Tell everybody, first of all, about CT Lab.
Yes.
What is that? And then we'll get into what CE Week is all about and setting the stage for the rest of today's broadcast.
Well, thank you. Yes, CT Lab, it is a joint entity between two companies, Messe Berlin and NAPCO. Your audience might be quite familiar with Messe Berlin. They produce the IFA events.
Oh, yes. Our audience is very familiar with IFA.
Yes, and it is coming up in this right after Labor Day.
Yes, September will be there, of course. Yep. Our 17th year broadcasting from IFA. We're already reminding our audience to reserve the first couple of weekends of September for all that coverage.
So. Well, that's great.
And they're a great partner. I don't have to tell you that because they work with
partner.
You very well.
Yes. And I had the pleasure of meeting you, Dave, over at the their global press conference recently.
When I was playing moderator for that event, as a matter of fact, in Andalusia, Spain.
It was a nice location.
It was quite nice.
The venue was nice, and of course, all the press was there. There was probably, I would say, 450 members
of the
press.
That they bring in from around the world.
Yes.
And this is a huge event. I've been playing moderator. I guess I'll keep doing it till they catch me.
Yeah.
But for all of their events, this was, I believe, year 13. You know, so they've done it for so many years in different parts, usually around the Mediterranean.
Yes.
Not a bad place to be visiting for most anybody around the world. We did it in Hong Kong once. That was because of a CE China connection.
But maybe we could have them do it in New York soon.
You think?
Yeah.
Chris on our team has been trying to get him to do it in Miami because then we don't have to travel for a change. So.
Yeah.
But
the press wouldn't have to travel if they did it in New York.
Well, a lot of them.
but they
bring them from Asia and all around Europe. And, I mean, everywhere around the world, that's a good point. But New York is an easy destination.
Yes.
It's just too expensive.
That is true.
I mean, I wouldn't wish that on them. Because
Yeah.
And they literally take over a hotel wherever we've been.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was a Hyatt or a Marriott or something like that.
Yeah.
Becomes the IFA hotel. And
yes.
All the signage, and you don't know the name of the hotels, and that's fine because they book every room. I mean, when you book 500 or 600 rooms in a hotel between all the journalists and the sponsors and everybody else, you own that hotel for the week.
Yep.
And, you want to change our elevator buttons? Fine. You know, whatever. I mean, and they do. They do, as you well know, they do a bang-up job. And
room keys, everything.
Oh, yeah. It's all IFA.
Yeah.
And when that happens, that just tells you and tells us as journalists that these people are serious. Yes. And that's why I say that for them to be your partner now in CE Week, among other things, you know they know how to do it.
Yes.
And they do a fine job of putting on trade shows, especially as it relates to tech, which is how we've known them for all these years.
Right. And CE Week, I think the vision of Messe Berlin is to replicate a buying event here in Manhattan.
Sure.
Similar to what you see over in Berlin every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're making progress. This year, I think we struck a couple of strategic partnerships with MEA, for one, Mobile Electronics Association.
Okay, gotcha.
And another important announcement, which I think I sent to you, was the alliance that we did with Tech Up for Women.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very large organization based in Connecticut, but I think they have 800,000 members
really?
In the U.S. and 80,000 right here in New York.
Whoa. And these are all women in technology.
Yes,
who are doing some really innovative and amazing things, and you're going to help us connect more with them even so that
that's right.
we can learn more for our audience.
That's right.
And our audience in the last couple of years has skewed a lot more in terms of participation and stuff to the ladies in the group. And
sure.
because they're saying, hey, don't count us out.
Right.
You know, before Into Tomorrow, I was hosting a broadcast on technology at just one local radio station out of Miami. And the program director, who was an idiot, said, we're going to call it Toys for Boys. I said, okay. No, we're not. He goes, I'm the boss. Yes, we are. I went, wonderful. And right away, we lost half the audience because, you know, the ladies were saying, well, what about us? Well,
yeah.
We like tech. I'm on a computer. I mean, this was 20 years ago, so there wasn't a lot of smartphones and, like, none. But, I mean, the other stuff we talked about, and it's like, you can't do that. So I would say on the air, welcome back to Toys for Boys and parenthetically Girls.
Right.
Just because I didn't want to kill the audience.
Exactly.
I would get the memo every Monday morning. That's not the name of the show. And, you know, I'm going to fire you. You know what? I tell you what. Fire me. I'm going to take the show national. We're going to change the name. We're going to be inclusive of everyone.
Uh-huh.
And the rest is history. So that was 24 years ago, actually now.
Yeah.
And it just blew me away how some people can be so closed-minded about anybody. It doesn't matter what sex you are.
Yes.
You can be innovative. You can love technology. And I love the fact that with the group that you're working with now, the Tech Up for Women, there's some amazing things going on.
Yes, there are.
And
in fact, they're doing an event here in November.
Are they?
Yeah, their inaugural event, I believe. They may have done a smaller one, like a conference, but they're here at the Javits Center in November. And
are they going to have exhibits and people showing product and startups, I'm sure? And
yes.
We should get together and come here for that.
Yes, we should. Well, if all goes well, we might be even working more closely together. So you could come and at one time and address both audiences.
Ah.
But we'll see.
Okay, yeah, we're not going to let any cats out of the bag at this point. But I like the way you think. And that's part of the idea here because there is so much going on that's what's so neat about tech.
Yes.
You know, in our 24 years on the air, we've had a couple of people say, yeah, but don't you pretty much talk about everything available after 6 months? And then what? What? You know, we've never had a problem talking about new technology.
Sure.
And that's what makes this business so much fun.
Yes.
And especially with what you guys are doing with CT Lab and so forth, and now these new strategic partnerships.
Yep.
You know which way to go, and it's all Into Tomorrow.
It is Into Tomorrow.
So a lot of exhibitors here. You mentioned that we've got Connected Home and a lot of things happening there. There's a lot of variety, too, and a lot of retailers, buyers, right, that
the
are meeting
are
with
here.
These people, and that's how business gets done. And they say, well, I've got a new product here. I would like you to sell it in your store, small, big, or otherwise.
Yeah.
That's how we, and as consumers, get these products.
Absolutely. And last night, you were in attendance. Thank you very much. We had our kickoff last evening at the Stewart Hotel, and it was a retailer networking event. And we wanted to add something to, you know, just the schedule and the meetups.
So you added me.
I added you, but I also, I just wanted to add a casual environment so people could have an opportunity to know each other a little bit better.
It was a nice dinner and networking opportunity.
Yeah, it wasn't speed dating, you know?
No, there was no swiping left or right. It was pass me the gravy, you know, whatever. It was very good. And I mentioned to you, even at this dinner, I said, John, there's only like a half a dozen people that I know here.
Yes.
But by the end of the dinner, I knew a lot more, and because it's just not the environment that we would normally be in terms of us covering tech, because there were retailers, right?
Yeah.
But that's what was cool about this. These are a group of people that are dedicated to say, our customers want the latest and the greatest, and the only way that's going to happen is for us to come to an event like CE Week and find them and then make these deals with the manufacturers and these entrepreneurs who are doing some really cool things.
Absolutely.
So kudos to you and your team for
thank you.
For making these things happen.
Yeah.
And of course, we invite our audience to visit ctlab.media. Interesting domain name.
There. It is.
Why didn't we get that when they were available? Maybe somebody doesn't have it.
Do you like the dot media?
I do. I think it's kind of clever.
Yes.
Although the dot com, hey, you know, you got the dot com, you're covered.
That's true.
You got the www thing. You know, we're on the interwebs.
Right.
You know? John Greco is the North American Vice President and General Manager for CT Lab and the folks producing, along with our friends from IFA, CE Week. So we invite you to also visit ceweekny.com, I believe.
Yes,
it is. In addition to ctlab.media. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. John, thanks for kicking off the broadcast. We'll make way now to talk to many of these exhibitors here on your show floor over the next 3 hours.
Well, very good, Dave. And be sure to grab some of our speakers, too. We've got some great speakers in the conference program.
Will do.
We've got the launch of 5G and smart cities. So some good content that you could interview.
We'll do it. So do stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues from New York City. I'm Dave Graveline at CE Week here on the Advanced Media Network.